KSR News, I'm John Scott. There's been more damage from dangerous storms in parts of the Midwest.
Storms throughout the Midwest continued early Wednesday, bringing heavy rain, gusty winds, and tornadoes. Hours earlier, tornadoes were spotted in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, where a Portage resident named Dave tells WZZM he realized he needed to get to a safer part of the house.
I was looking out my picture window. Yeah, I was maybe staying upstairs a little longer than I should. I saw the wind blowing from one direction and immediately turned to another direction. I said, no, that's not right, and then headed for the basement.
At one point, about 50 people were trapped inside a FedEx facility in Portage because of downed power lines. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Tom Cotton explains President Biden's missteps in the war in Gaza by claiming he's been wrong on every foreign policy issue over the past 50 years. Cotton says Biden has routinely sided with communist insurgencies and regimes during the Cold War.
He opposed, for instance, the bin Laden raid that killed Osama bin Laden. He repeatedly opposed things like missile defense systems when Ronald Reagan wanted to invest in missile defenses that are now being used to protect our troops in Israel in the Middle East, thank goodness.
Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. U.S. and Philippine forces, backed by an Australian Air Force surveillance aircraft, have unleashed a barrage of high-precision rocket, artillery fire, and airstrikes in Sangamok Energy ship as part of large-scale war drills in and near the disputed South China Sea that have antagonized Beijing. Last year, the Philippines approved a wider U.S. military presence in the archipelago. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 87 points, the Nasdaq losing 36. This is SRN News. Statistics indicate that teenagers, regardless of their family's wealth or social status, are increasingly at risk for depression and even attempts at suicide. But at the Christian nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch outside Dallas, co-founders Brooke and Court Carricker are turning their own family's experiences into positive Center Equestrian Therapy for Teens.
In July of 2023, we were granted the status as a 501c3. And then February 2024 is when we opened our gates and started seeing clients.
It's kind of the definition of God taking our mess and making it a message. That is that there's hope. That's what ultimately we want people to feel when they come to the ranch, is that there's hope.
This is God at work. This is God doing something so much bigger than us.
The nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch in Texas hopes to attract donors to expand its work helping teenagers overcome emotional problems. More information is at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. National security concerns in the U.S. extend further than China-owned TikTok.
A new Florida law bans Chinese citizens from buying property near military outposts, airports, or refineries due to national security concerns. More than three dozen states have enacted or are considering similar laws that restrict land purchases by Chinese citizens and companies, arguing the transactions pose a threat to national security.
That's correspondent Tasha Stevens. The Prime Minister of Thailand says he wants to outlaw cannabis over concerns the lack of regulation has made it available to children and increased crimes. Thailand became the first country in Asia to legalize cannabis just 2 years ago. Excitement is building in the southern French city of Marseille, where a majestic three-mast ship carrying the Olympic torch arrived from Greece ahead of a welcoming ceremony, the Paris Games, starting in July. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.